can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 28, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the show every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of two fine dining establishments in Gaylord that I personally endorse, highly recommend, and I want you guys to go visit them. Prohibition, downtown Gaylord, at the old location of where the Iron Pig had been for years, as well as the new location of the Iron Pig out on Old 27, about a mile south of exit 279 off of I-75, south of downtown Gaylord. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
How are you doing over there, buddy?
Man, it's a little windy over here, but I'll tell you, finally, all the snow is gone.
It is gone. Yes, you're seeing green grass. It was so funny. I live on Agamemnon Golf Course in Torch Lake, and they're letting all of the fairways dry out. We actually have a retention pond, but the drainage for the golf course at the north end of the Torch Course, holes number 12, 13, and the tee box for number 14, all drain into this naturally reoccurring wetland pond, complete with cattails and ducks and all kinds of wonderful things, turtles, fox. We have it all in the backyard. Well, guess what? We had a second pond below the tee box of the par three on number 13. It's an elevated tee, and it goes down into a valley, then up to the green. The pond was all the way up to the green. We had ducks. Yeah, we had ducks swimming. Mr. Snoop goes outside to go to the bathroom, and he's like, "Dad, there's another pond, dude. I'm going to go chase the ducks." And I'm like, "Get over here." He's going crazy. I cannot believe the amount of water. I went up to Sheboygan yesterday to get some MAGA water. Saw John Davis, visited with the Patriot brother there. Amazing water over the road. As I was going up through Petoskey, on my way to Atlanta, levering, it was amazing, that lake. I forget which lake it is, where that little artesian spring well is on the east side of the road when you pull over to fill up your jugs or your bottles of water. It was over the road. It was amazing to me. Houses completely submerged underwater as I was driving up to Sheboygan. So how are things going there in Gaylord regarding the water, ponding, and the golf courses? What's going on?
Yeah, we had originally seen quite a bit of the original flooding as everything was beginning to get saturated. The ground still was a bit frozen. You know, the elevation over here plays a big difference. You know, we still kind of are in some of that watershed area. Of course, we have the Pigeon just to our north, Pigeon River Forest. It seems like this last week we've been relatively lucky. I went out and actually played golf at the Classic at Otsego Resort on Thursday and was actually surprised at how dry the ground was. I mean, we're under sort of, well, we were at least until today, like a red flag warning, high wind fire warning. And it just seems bonkers that it was just, you know, a few days ago we were under a flood watch and then a fire warning. And we may be under a flood watch today even. It's just, you know, welcome to spring in northern Michigan. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're done with the snowmobilers. We're done with the ATVs. So we've got the golfers hopefully coming. Completely different crowd of folks coming to your two locations.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ready for it.
Yeah, good, good, good. We got lots to talk about, lots of things happening around the state. Short break, more with Ian Murphy. Prohibition downtown, Smokehouse on Old 27. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Ian Murphy from the restaurants over in Gaylord downtown as well as on Old 27. Ian, I haven't been to Prohibition yet, I told Vicky about it. She goes, man, that sounds really cool. We want to go over and have dinner. What signs, if any, are there at the old location downtown at Prohibition that tells people to go to the new location for the Iron Pig, if any?
There's some signs on the doors. It looks a bit different downtown. You can't see in the front windows like you used to be able to. I mean, it kind of almost looks closed. I mean, we are closed 2 days a week, Sundays and Mondays downtown now. And we're only open 4 to roughly 10 p.m. just for dinner service. But if you were looking for the Iron Pig and didn't know that we had moved, and you go downtown, you walk up, you'll see signage on the door that says Iron Pig has moved and gives you very simple directions and the address to come 8 miles down the road and come see us at the new location.
Okay, and that's was my next question. Never drove it, but if folks go back to exit 282, they head south, they get off at exit 279 and then go south 1 mile. That total route you're saying is exactly 8 miles?
Yeah, it's not far at all. Yeah, and you don't even necessarily have to get back onto I-75. Old 27 comes right through Main Street in downtown, so you can just hop on Old 27 and follow it a few miles south. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it. So, okay, very good. So less than 10 minutes away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. Because, you know, one of the things, and I mentioned, you know, some folks from downstate looking forward to stopping at the Iron Pig. They stopped there, and wow, it was prohibitioned. And they're like, well, you know, we're here. Let's give it a try. And then they caught you on the way back when they realized you had moved. One thing I want to ask you, and this is something that a lot of people say to me, what in the heck made Ian think about changing the downtown location versus keeping it the Iron Pig? What was truly your motivation? What was the reason behind it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, so, you know, we currently lease that location. We purchased the new location on Old 27. We have a lease downtown that runs out in, I think, 2028. So we're not locked into that location forever. What we do know for sure is while we love Gaylord, it is a small community. And I'm not so arrogant enough to think that my brand is so strong and that Iron Pig Barbecue is so wonderful that this town could support two Iron Pig locations. So we always had the idea to sort of vacate that location. Now, what I decided to do was when we saw that we were pulling so much traffic to the new location, bigger menu, more seating, the pavilion, the drive-through, I mean, all the things that make that location so awesome, that's what was pulling the traffic away from Main Street. So we turned to Chef Ben and was like, you know, let's do something. We kind of had always thought about replacing that concept downtown. And we went over, you know, a smash burger concept, a loaded baked potato concept. All these concepts we were looking at were just a bar concept. And if you look at the other restaurants on Main Street in Gaylord, they're predominantly a bar concept driven menu, right? French fries, burgers, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And we looked and we said, there's really nothing downtown that is sort of top shelf, if you will. Nobody is sitting at tables with linen napkins, that sort of thing. And quite frankly, overall in Gaylord, there's only maybe one or two other restaurants that offer the sort of higher-end fare that we are offering, all scratch-made, small plates, very, very affordable. And I think our average plate is like $12. So we're not trying to soak everybody for a bunch of money. But when you walk in the new location, you're going to tell right away that it's not Iron Pig. It's something completely different. The speakeasy vibe takes over right away, the jazz music playing, all of that. So we went, and this is just what I say to everybody, the exact opposite end of the spectrum from our family barbecue joint.
Right, yes.
Right? Sort of at counter service, cafeteria-ish to, yeah. I don't want to call it fine dining, but it really is an elevated experience, that's for sure.
That is too cool. I got a text message. Do you guys have any gangster pictures, you know, the old speakeasy photographs of other speakeasies. You do have some of that in hanging on the walls?
We've got pictures of Al Capone, John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, some of the Purple Gang folks, the Bernsteins.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We even have a lot of people don't know, but Michigan's prohibition started earlier than the Volstead Act, the national prohibition.
Yes.
So a lot of doctors here in Michigan and, of course, around the nation, too, were prescribing alcohol with whatchamacallit. They literally, you could go to your doctor and you could get a prescription. So we have these handwritten prescriptions.
The medical spirits. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's, you know, take 4 ounces of whiskey before bedtime kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't illegal to drink it. It was only illegal to sell it and to manufacture it. So there was just goofy loopholes back then. So you saw a lot more doctors prescribing alcohol. You saw a lot more sacrament being given out at churches. A lot of that kind of stuff. So there is definitely that vibe and that feel, and a lot of the old gangster mentality is there for sure. No
snitches. So on Sundays, the Catholic priests were actually passing out wine as opposed to grape juice.
Yes, absolutely.
That we have today. That is too cool. Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know about, and you mentioned, is that Bernstein's related to call 1-800 call Sam Bernstein? Is that the lineage of the ancestry of that family? Were they part of that? Do you know?
That is my understanding. Everything that I have read so far is that is where the Bernstein name does come from. And there's even some speculation that that's how the Bernstein family sort of got some of their money early on when they came to Michigan, was from bootlegging and that organized crime that came from all of that.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, too, because I know personally, because I took our boat into Ford's Cove down in Grosse Pointe, and the Ford mansion actually has boat wells underneath the garage where they would bootleg from Canada, you know, the Windsor Canadian company. Who's the popular Canadian whiskey distillery right across in Ontario, across the Detroit River? It's on the top of my tongue. Well, anyway, they would go to that distillery in the Detroit River. They had speedboats. They used the old wooden Chris-Craft boats. They were made in Algonac, right, on the North Channel. They'd get the brand-new Chris-Craft wood boats. They were fast and they were low, and they would shoot across the Detroit River, get as many cases on there as they could, go back to Ford's Cove, and go in underneath the Ford mansion. And Henry Ford actually financed the beginning of his auto factory with bootlegged alcohol, whiskey back in the day. That was the stories that I was told by those folks down in Grosse Pointe. Don't know if any of that's true or not. Have you done any research along those lines?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I have heard about that, the Fords, the Ford Cove. And what's interesting is, since we've opened back in February and let everybody know about, you know, the lineage of Purple Gang, I have received no less than 10, maybe a dozen messages about stories of Purple Gang members that had a hideout here or there, or somebody's grandpa or great grandpa was involved with the Purples and this, that, and the other. So
it
is fascinating to hear these stories that have kind of been handed down through the generations of families from something that honestly should have never taken place. But, you know, it did, and it shaped our country in a very unique way, and especially our state. And we just thought, hey, let's have some fun with a new concept and do something different.
Yeah, sounds too cool. I'm looking forward to Vicky and I going over there. Now, I did get a question. Someone asked me, they're a member of the Iron Pig, the discounted card program.
Yeah, Bourbon Barrel membership.
Yes. Is that card, the old Iron Pig discount, is that still being honored at the new redesigned downtown location, Prohibition, or is that just for the Iron Pig on Old 27?
No, that's a great question. So it absolutely is good. Any Bourbon Barrel membership that gets the 10% lifetime discount for being a member, it is good at Prohibition. And anybody that has gift cards for Iron Pig, they work at both. So both Iron Pig gift cards and Prohibition gift cards work both ways.
Perfect. At either location.
At either location, absolutely.
Too cool. Thank you for doing that. Final question. The pavilion, you got all kinds of things lining up at the new or at the new south location for the Iron Pig. So far, you have it on the website, ironpigsmoke.com. How's that going? We got concerts lined up. We've got 4th of July. We got the golf outing. We got all kinds of things happening. Overall, how is that being received by the public?
Really, really good. You know, this summer we're ramping up all the activities out there. Last summer, you know, we had just gotten the property, didn't have months ahead of time to get things organized like we do now. So Thursday, just after the holiday weekend in May, so what is it, May, 28th or something, somewhere in there, Thursdays, every Thursday, we're going to be doing a farmer's market at the pavilion, Lakeside Pavilion as we're calling it, 8 to 1 p.m. Thursday. Friday, we're doing a family movie night, free, so you can come watch a movie with the kids. We've got a playground area, bouncy house, we'll have the food truck open, the bar will also be open, Bloody Mary Bar will be outside for the farmer's market on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, coming into Saturday, we're doing our music series every Saturday from 6:30 to 9:30. We'll have free live music outside in the pavilion. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're trying to line up an event for Sundays, which may be just a Jeep ride, a Jeep meetup, go ride, come back and have dinner when you're done.
Oh, cool. Well, one thing I would highly recommend that is very, very popular, especially with the kids, you know, the old-fashioned buttered popcorn machine stand?
Oh, yeah.
For your movie nights? Man, popcorn and a movie, nothing goes better. Buy yourself a beverage and have some fresh buttered popcorn. That would be too cool on Friday nights. That's my input to that. So,
yeah, I think we're going to have three, four different flavors of butter popcorn. We'll have Butterfinger ice cream, all kinds of the good stuff out there for a movie night, for sure.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Fantastic. Well, one thing that I'm really looking forward to is this warmer weather. We need to get through this little cold spell we got this week, but I believe summer is eventually coming.
I think it is, and I'll tell you what, the golfers are already here. Most of the courses around our area, you know, again, there's like 30 within 30 miles of us here.
Yeah.
The majority of them are opening May 1st, so we're already starting to see some of that excitement.
Well, that's this Friday and this weekend, so hopefully the weather will start warming up for them and you guys will get all those golfers. I love these guys, these young guys especially. They have a foursome or an asome, eight guys together, and they all wear the golf hats and the golf shirts and the shorts, and it's like, yeah, they just got off the golf course. Final thoughts real quick before I let you go.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is, and we'll talk about this maybe a little bit next week, but federal court came down with a ruling the other day stating that the Michigan Liquor Commission can no longer do surprise inspections. If this had been the case back in 2020, Liquor Commission would have never been able to come in and take my license. So a big win for the Fourth Amendment.
Amen. Thank you, God. Well, good, good, good stuff. We'll talk about it next Tuesday.
You got it. Thanks, Trucker Andy.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news. I'm trying to push it along. Bottom of the hour news, hour number two. We'll be right back.